Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Right, still here, John.
And we've been talking with Kate Beckman in reference to her upcoming cabaret, Flavors of Life, which is going to be next Thursday right here at Hillman Hall.
Hillwood.
Hall. Thanks for the correction. And before we went for the break, we were going to start talking in reference to giving us one of the stories. Cabaret, as we talked at the break, is a real connection with the audience.
It's
cabaret
true, yeah.
is not you talking into the air.
No.
You have to make the feeling.
You're a storyteller.
Right.
And if the cabaret artist, at least this is the way I was trained and what I like in the form of cabaret, that you are a storyteller, and if you really do your job, you make a connection with every member of the audience. They should feel like I've spoken directly to you. I've had audiences come up to me afterwards and say, you know, that story you told, and then I know I've made the connection. So to give you an idea, and some of the songs, we do a section about, well, it's coffee and coffee cake.
Okay.
And it starts with Java Jive, which was originally done by the Ink Spots. Hmm. And the leads into, I was at auditions, running auditions for a show, and I hadn't met my musical director, and a gentleman walks in and he's got a cup of coffee and a satchel of papers. And I find out afterwards that this is my musical director, but I also, for that particular show. And I also found out that wherever he was, there was usually a rather large tankard of coffee. And coffee for us in the theater is a lifeblood, you know, life stream.
Okay.
But I don't drink coffee. And I never have. So that leads us into a song by Kander and Ebb, Coffee in a Cardboard Cup. And it's a rather frenetic song about, you know, we take coffee in a cardboard cup, we don't take time, we don't slow down, and the song gets faster and faster and faster and faster. And then finally that moves into, well, along with this coffee, this musical director always had coffee rolls, which were these huge, insanely delicious pastries from Dunkin' Donuts. And that became my new favorite food because of that. But I also talk about my grandmother. My grandmother always had coffee and coffee cake in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And my piano teacher, my mother gave her a cup of tea and a piece of coffee cake. And that leads into a song, again, by Kander and Ebb called Sara Lee.
Oh, okay.
Sara Lee cake.
So that the whole thing is about coffee and cake, and, you know, coffee definitely in the theater. You really, if you're in the theater, you drink coffee. I'm just the oddball out. I don't drink coffee.
You just talking coffee and cake, I reflect back with my mother, and she used to have all her little old crony friends, and they would have coffee and cake in the afternoon. Butter cake, as fatty a kind of cake as you can get.
Yeah. And you know what? The funny thing about it is the song Sara Lee talks about the Sara Lee different types of cake, one of which was chocolate syrup.
Oh, really? Oh, that was just a song about
Sara
Lee, coincidentally.
Okay. No, it's the Sara Lee coffee cakes and the chocolate swirl, and that was one of the cakes that my mother would get for my piano teacher. And I can remember as a young person always wishing, why can't I have a piece of the chocolate swirl? No, that's for your piano teacher when she comes.
Is Sara Lee still around?
I think so.
I think so. So that's one of the sections that we do on coffee and cake. And it incorporates a little bit from Java Jive, which goes back to the Ink Spots.
Right.
You know, the Great American Songbook, if you want to consider that, into more contemporary. And Sara Lee and Coffee in a Cardboard Cup are both by Kander and Ebb. They both come from different musicals that team has written.
Right, that's good.
So
I think it's amazing, and that's enough about that.
Because I don't want to give away.
I agree, but that's intriguing, and the way those two songs come together with the, I love it.
But it
definitely does trigger the whole gist of it, the memories that are sparked.
Right. Well, yeah, the conversation you went to your mother immediately with.
Yeah, I did.
You know,
I did really.
One of the things I love about doing cabaret and putting together cabaret shows, I love the research. The digging, the finding the gems, like Milkman Keep Those Bottles Quiet.
Right.
I love that, and I love the idea that in cabaret, we do not have to honor the way the song was done originally or in the show. So if the words tell the story, then I work with Eric, and he's an amazing musical director and arranger. We'll change perhaps the style of the way it's done. You know, we do Sing for Your Supper, but we do it with a Latin flair, with a bossa.
Yeah, right.
Basso, arrangement.
Okay.
So it really, that's what I love about cabaret. You don't have to honor the musical or the show it came from.
So then if I heard, I'm one of those people, if I hear a show in a Broadway show, hear a song rather, I know how it's supposed to sound. So then when I hear it, I think, that's not the same song. So this may not be recognizable almost.
I think you'd recognize it, but the arrangement and the way the words are interpreted, because I've made all these songs to fit with the story. I mean, we do one song, It's an Art, from Stephen Schwartz's musical Working, and it's about being a waitress.
Okay.
All right? But it talks about anybody in theater has spent time waiting on tables. It's
right,
just
okay.
what we do. Uh-huh. And that's how it gets into how I use it, that I did. You wait on tables. It works well around when you do auditions and rehearsals and performances, and that's how you pay your bills while you're waiting for your big break.
Right, okay.
So that's
okay.
what I love about cabaret.
That's great.
It
now,
really is.
The other part of what we talked about, or you talked about, mm-hmm. is that this is a benefit.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you're doing this to benefit somebody.
Yes.
And an organization, which happens to be right on LIU Post campus,
right.
which
right.
I never really knew existed. Maybe you could tell us a little more about it, the Ladge Speech and Hearing Center.
Right. The Ladge Speech and Hearing Center is here on campus. It's part of the Department of Communication Sciences and Disorders. And our department, because I'm also an adjunct associate professor for the department, LIU Post confers both a bachelor's and a master's degree in speech and language pathology and audiology. And this center gives our students the opportunities to observe and get some clinical experience as they receive their, you know, their training. The students go on to work in hospitals, schools, clinics, and in the Speech and Hearing Center, they have clinical sessions, and they also offer diagnostic and therapeutic services to both children and adults.
Like, there's a list here of the things they do. Traumatic brain injury, they get involved mm-hmm. with hearing loss, communication, stuttering, all kinds of different things. I'm really amazed at the fact that they have all this right here, and it sounds like it's not an expensive proposition.
I don't know about the details in regards to that. I know Dr. Right. Robert Domingo is the chairperson of the department. And again, what I like about it, and also as an educator, because I've spent my profession outside of the theater, my professional life has been in higher education. It's great for students to be able to have practical experience, the clinical experience, not just learn about it in a textbook, but actually get more involved with it before they go out and practice in the field.
Well, you know, as we all know, sitting here particularly, that communication and the ability to communicate is a very important part of being a human being.
Yes.
And if you have a problem in some area of communicating, to know that this type of place exists mm-hmm. is right. really great. You know?
And it's nice. It's the connection. I'm not even saying it was intentional, but I'm just listening to you to talk, the connection between what you're doing and this organization, basically. It's it's in sync,
yeah.
Which is an amazing thing.
It is amazing. And as you know, I'm a big proponent of a lot of seniors have a problem admitting that they can't hear. And I believe they lose a lot in life by not mm-hmm. doing something about it. And apparently you can even come over here and get screening
yes.
as far as hearing loss goes. And I encourage anybody who has been told by other people that they can't hear, that you really can hear. You don't know you can hear, but you can. So I encourage them to do something about it. And this is probably as good a place as any to begin.
Certainly look into it.
But that is a tremendous... What you're just saying, so many people, they know they can't hear you, but they still won't go to the doctor. It's just a test.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many times you have to say what before you say, is it me? You know, with one person, you can say what a few times because maybe you're a soft talker. But after the 10th or 12th person keep saying what to, you got to realize it's you. You know, and just one, and maybe there's nothing wrong. It's just you're not paying attention well enough.
And also with my work, my volunteer work with seniors and as we age, is it hearing? Is it onset dementia? To
right.
find out,
sure.
to assess, you know, what it is. Right away we panic and we don't want to go and get assessed, and they really should. make use of the services.
Yeah, and I think the point of this whole thing is, besides that's a critical part of life is communicating, but
yes,
your show, your cabaret, will be giving benefit to this mm-hmm. particular location to help that problem. So that's a good cause.
And that's what I've taught for over 35 years in higher ed. I've taught speech and theater.
So oh, really? I mean, I know you speak theater. I didn't know it was speech.
That's
also
what pays the bills. The theater doesn't.
Oh, okay.
That's what
okay.
pays the bills.
That's the hobby.
It's the hobby.
A
it's the hobby.
Hobby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. No, I didn't realize you were a speech teacher.
Yeah, speech
okay.
and theater. So okay. I'll do the communications, the public speaking, listening, debate, things like that.
Right, right,
end
right.
of it. Not so much the pathology and audiology. My side is in the communication arts, but it's still a very important aspect.
Oh, very, you know, yeah. Nowadays, I mean, you see it more and more.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, I'm not going to be critical of people, but it's like what you have to offer is a gift and people should accept
this.
And move, because, put myself in the same category, some people find it difficult to talk. And it's just, you have to be comfortable. You're a very comfortable person.
Thank you.
And that's the most important part of it. Otto was also. I mean, it's just, you know, you say what's on your mind, which is, you know.
I think in some cases you have to work at that. Yeah, I don't think everybody's a born
No, absolutely
harder.
Not. No.
Yeah.
And that's what I've enjoyed doing.
Not everybody can be a Christina Lucio person.
That's right.
That's, we know that.
Christina's over there in a corner warming up for that.
Like Rocky.
You know? Yeah. Punching a bag, you know.
But if just wanted to make a side note also, if your listeners would like to find out more, I would also encourage them to go to artsaliveli.org, which is one of the websites for the Long Island Arts Alliance. And I am honored to be this. I found out this after, you know, we spoke. I'm honored to be their April Artist of the Month.
So really?
They did
oh,
a really thank you. They
okay.
did a really nice page and spread. So they go to arts, A-R-T-S, alive, A-L-I-V-E, then li.org, and click on Artist of the Month. You'll see, you'll get to see what I look like, even though they don't see us in radio.
Right,
you'll
right.
see what it would look like, and a very, very nice spread on who I am, some of my background, and Long Island Arts Alliance, because
right,
we offer
Alliance.
Some of your events. They have that Arts Alive calendar, that same website. Your listeners can find out what's going on. We also have a scholar artist program. We do a poster contest for school children. So we have all kinds of
tremendous.
Neat things for the arts on Long Island.
You had the last time you were here, which was about 2 years ago, that I was mm-hmm. involved. You had the map.
Yes, and we also do the Long Island Arts Map.
Right,
yes,
right.
Of what's going
which
on.
Which I found to be really terrific. It had a listing of all the things on Long Island that you can go to, and it's a good tool.
That's the Long Island Arts Alliance
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Map, which is tremendous. But we're out of time. Thursday, the 27th, you'll see Kate at Hillwood Hall at 8 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
and she is the featured artist this month of Arts Alive Long Island, which I think is tremendous. Any information also, if you haven't written anything down, call 311, and we will give you the information about Hillwood
Thank
Hall.
You.
We're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Kate, thank you. We will see you next Thursday.
My pleasure.
And we'll be right back, everyone.